This Easter Sunday morning began the same way that every Easter Sunday morning that I can remember began, with a message from Mom. The Lord is risen. Even when I was a little kid, these were the first words I heard every Easter morning. The Lord is risen. And there would be no appearance of an Easter basket or a chocolate bunny until well after I had given the appropriate response, "He is risen indeed." Even this morning, as I sipped my coffee and fumbled to open my prayer book, the message from Mom, she's learned to text now, the message from Mom, the first proclamation of the gospel arrived. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. It seems it has always been that way. The holy women went to the tomb. The apostles went to sleep. The holy women believed the promise. The apostles doubted. The holy women went very early in the morning on the first day of the week. The holy women went to see the promise. This is the promise of God's love and of God's life made to Noah and to Abraham, to Moses and to David, to Elijah, to Isaiah, and to Ezekiel. The holy women came to see the promise fulfilled. They came to see the promise of God triumph over death and the grave. The holy women came to see the promise, and they went to announce that God has kept his promise. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. So on this Easter Sunday, we will renew our promises. We will renew the promises of our own baptism. We will reject sin and Satan and all of his empty works. We will profess our faith in God the Father, in God the Son, and in God the Holy Spirit. We will be sprinkled with the water in remembrance of the day when the water was poured upon us. And we will be fed with the bread from heaven, which gives us strength on our journey to heaven. We have heard the promise. We will renew our promises. But then, my dear brothers and sisters, but then we are called to live as children of the promise. We are to live as witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are called to give testimony to our faith, and we will be called to give a defense for our hope. We may even be called to shed our blood for our faith in him who shed his blood for us. Only a week ago in Egypt, the price of professing the Christian faith was immediate death for dozens of Christians. Nearly every day, we hear of the killing of our Christian brothers and sisters throughout the world. Nearly every day, we hear of those who renew the promises of their baptism in their own blood. There is a price to the promise that we make and that we renew. There is a price, my dear brothers and sisters, and throughout the world, each day, Christians are paying it with their lives. But for us, we shall live our promise, and we shall pay our price here. Here in this parish, in this community, in each of our homes, we will live the promise. We will live in the hope and in the overflowing joy of Mary Magdalene and the holy women. We will share the message because we have heard the message. We will share the message because God has kept his promise. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.